Welcome back to Between the Lines. The Highway 23 expansion project is getting underway today after a four-year delay thanks to a federal lawsuit. Construction getting underway from Sheboygan County Highway P to the Fond du Lac Sheboygan County line. Joining us on this segment of the show, Fond du Lac County Highway Commissioner Tom Yonke. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
We talked about a week ago. What are your thoughts now that it's official, the construction is getting underway?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously we've been waiting a long time. We're excited to see this thing go, and it'll be nice to see actually the project starting. So it doesn't seem to be any issues. So contractors should be starting up, and we'll actually see some dirt being moved. So.
All right, so this first leg, the whole process of widening 23 to four lanes from Plymouth to Fond du Lac, is this a three-year process?
Yes. The first segment is the Sheboygan County segment. It takes it up to the Fond du Lac-Sheboygan County line. So I think this first piece this year, you'll see more dirt work and possibly structures if there's a small bridge or a large culvert, if you will, that's getting constructed in the Sheboygan piece. So then next year, I think what we'll see is as it starts into the Fond du Lac County section, you'll see the earthwork portion of the project.
Is the project
the paving portion of the Sheboygan County project?
All right, so the project is moving from east to west. It's not going to a year from now start in Fond du Lac and move toward Sheboygan County. It's moving in this direction.
Yes, that's how I understand it. It's going to, like I said, start in Sheboygan and work its way towards the city of Fond du Lac.
All right. And how is this going to look? Do they keep the do they redo the entire highway? Do they keep portions of the existing highway and just add lanes, or what do they do?
Far as I understand, is some of the lanes will remain. They're going to keep portions of them. They're going to add, the additional either northbound, or I should say eastbound or westbound lanes, depending on the north side of the existing alignment, or then I believe it switches to the south side. It may switch here and there. I don't know the specifics exactly where those switches are, but basically the existing road itself, alignment, they're going to keep and reuse portions of it. I assume, when it's all said and done, those sections will get re-overlaid and refurbished, but basically the alignment stays the same, and they go either on the north side of 23 or the south side of 23, adding lanes.
All right. In Fond du Lac County, when will it get to four lanes? When are we going to really see the changes in Fond du Lac County? Is that still a couple of years away?
Well, yeah. I mean, when the entire project, like I think, is slated to be done in 2022, then it'll be four lanes all the way. But you'll see, I assume, sections of it open up here and there. Our portion of the highway has a number of interchanges being constructed with it. County Highway G has an interchange. County Highway K, actually County Highway UU has an interchange. County Trunk Highway K has basically an interchange as well. It's being constructed. So there's some pretty good improvements with this, not just adding lanes, they're also adding a lot of controlled intersections and access points are being eliminated as well. So there'll be a number of frontage roads that are kind of constructed through this, or portions of frontage roads. So it's a pretty large, large project when you look at the whole scheme of things.
Right. Okay. Let me ask you about that, because a lot of people have asked me questions about this since we've been running stories over the last couple of weeks on this project getting underway. What are these interchanges going to look like at K, for example?
K is basically 23 is going to go over the top of County Trunk Highway K. And now we're obviously into the city of Fond du Lac. And the access from K to 23 will be what do we call kind of jug-handled ramps. So these jug-handled ramps will allow you to access K, and the intersection with these ramps on Highway K are basically roundabout intersections. So you'll see two roundabouts at K with the intersections of these what I call jug handle ramps. But 23 will go over the top of K, so it'll free flow over the top of K. What that does is it also lessens the steepness of the what we call the St. Mary's Springs Hill, or the Springs Hill. That grade coming up by the intersection of K will help, you know, lessen that steep grade coming down. So, and then as you approach 151, there's a proposed roundabout at, I think it's Wisconsin American Drive. And then the access at 151 is not being modified that I know of any significance there. As you go east out of town, County Trunk Highway UU gets an interchange as well. More or less looks like a diamond interchange from what I recall on the plans. But the interchange itself, the on and off ramps that access UU will be roundabouts. So not maybe, you know, we're some of those you're familiar with, like stop and go lights or stop interchanges or access ramps. These will be roundabouts. As you continue east to County Trunk Highway W's alignments remains basically the way it is, but there's J turns proposed on 23 that will basically, if you're heading out of south out of Mount Calvary on Highway W, I believe you'll only be allowed to turn or go west or turn right on 23. And then there's a proposed, I believe, J turn that'll allow you to turn around if you need to go eastbound on 23. And I think likewise is the south leg of W as well. And then as you approach, you know, there's modifications to roads in between those intersections or interchanges. But the last one's County Trunk Highway G that goes into St. Cloud. That's another essentially diamond interchange, but it will have roundabout terminals that access that on and off ramps of that interchange on G.
It's going to be unrecognizable from what it is today.
Well, I think the alignment and everything will remain the same. So if you're, you know, familiar driving that route, it will remain the same. But you'll have four lanes, and it definitely will. Yeah, it will definitely look a lot different because you got now a four lane with, you know, multiple interchanges and intersections. Some of the, you know, maybe what you're used to, how you got to certain places may change too. But it's definitely a huge improvement for safety and mobility.
Somebody was asking me about access to certain areas like the Whispering Springs area. Right now, you go up the hill and you turn left. Is that going to be different? Is there going to be a frontage road there? Are you going to exit differently?
Yeah, there are proposed changes there too. I believe that entrance, as we know it now, is going to be removed, and you're going to. There's still allow a right in, right out of that intersection, subdivision, but I believe that gets moved to the west. Now they're also providing another access road off of UU. So I think one of your primary entrances and accesses to that subdivision will be off of UU as well, plus maybe some other modifications here and there, depending.
When you come into Fond du Lac, off of 23, what is the interchange with 23 and 151 going to look like?
23 and 151's interchange will look very basically what it is today.
Okay.
I don't believe there's any proposed major modifications to that interchange.
Because at one time that was going to be a pretty big deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, in the past studies and more studies than anything, they looked at that interchange as a free flowing interchange, what that would look like. They had a number of concepts out there. I believe DOT opted not to map any of those concepts or do any of those concepts at this time. So that interchange, as far as I understand, is not being modified anything significantly.
All right. Overall, this project in terms of safety, your impressions, how is this going to improve safety?
Well, Alice, I feel that this is going to be a much more safer environment. You know, you have four lanes. You're eliminating some of the access issues that you've had in the past as well. For instance, the G interchange in itself, there's been multiple accidents on 23 and G. I know the county, we pushed fairly hard to get that interchange as opposed to an accurate intersection. So you're going to see, I think, a much safer corridor throughout, and just allowing mobility and traffic to move along, you know, in that regard, in a safer environment with less access constraints will make it safer just in itself. So.
And sometimes it's hard to measure until the road actually opens, but in terms of commerce and traffic flow, do you envision a tremendous increase? Truck traffic, for example, that would continue north on 151 is simply going to take 23 to go east toward Lake Michigan rather than going north on 151 and then over?
I would, you know, it's like you said, it's hard to judge, you know, depending on where they're going and where their end destination is. But yeah, I think with a four-door a corridor that allows for, you know, much easy and you know, I don't say faster speeds, but it will get you to your points much more efficiently. You're going to see an increase in that route. You know, it depends on obviously, you know, your final destination, but if you're going anywhere, you know, east, you know, even probably to the Manitowoc areas, I would suspect you're going to look at 23 pretty much is your new route. You're not going to have the interference between the, you know, the slower traffic, the farm type vehicles and traffic that would use that corridor or need to use that corridor to access their fields, and that it's going to be wide enough that they'll be able to, you know, use the shoulders and you'll be able to get around them. So.
All right. Very good. Fond du Lac County Highway Commissioner Tom Yonke, the 23 project getting underway this week. Tom, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thank you, Greg. You have a good day.